When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is
high-level conversation.
Another thing, we talked about AI, but, you know, EI, emotional intelligence, is very important. You know, in 2019, I had a thesis on what was going to be the new America, mobilization, automation, digitization, and it was speaking upon the rise of technology. But during the rise of technology, you see, you know, the rise of the SADs, what I call it, stress, anxiety, depression, suicide, right? Because they have direct correlations with each other. And so without emotional intelligence, you won't be able to, you know, be emotionally resilient during this time. And this, like I said earlier, is the time of the highest anxiety in the world, right? And so being able to understand how to process things as you go through them is key. And as entrepreneurs, as human beings, these are not enough conversations that we have, you know, in our environments, in our houses, right, and on these platforms. We talk about mental health, but it becomes like this commercial thing to talk about black men mental health instead of to actually help black men, right? And so people do it because they get corporate sponsored dollars and things of that nature, and it's a hot button topic. But ain't nobody really going to the hood and helping you understand or change the environment that we live in, right? The environments that we live in is so toxic and dirty, and it doesn't look like life lives there, right? When we see each other, we shouldn't look at each other and see an enemy. I should see my brother. But instead, we've changed the program and how we see each other because we see niggas. We don't see gods.
But that's what they want us to do.
That's what they want us to do.
That's
and
the program.
Our programming has to be, man, I see a God when I see my brother. Like when I see, like this front row right here, I got a lot of my brothers in here that I know. And it's like, what I look at when I see what y'all do, I see your process. I see the struggle, I see the pain, I see the anxiety, I see the stress. I see somebody that doesn't give up and they push past the pain to make progress, right? Because what a lot of people do is they look at a black man results, right? But you ain't looking at the process and the black woman. Because what it takes to be successful and maintain your mental health during this time, right, you have to be an anomaly, right? And so I salute anybody that is able to successfully build a business, especially in the midst of dealing with your own trauma, right? Because it's not easy. And so you have to learn how to respect the process that a person goes through rather than just looking at the shiny aspect of the results that they get. Right. And so the strong ones usually never get called upon and checked upon. And so this is why, you know, those people don't end up living that long. Right. Because as you're trying to break these barriers and break these chains and break this trauma in the family, you're putting all of that on you. Right. And then when you gone, who carries the mark? And so we have to learn, like I said earlier, learn how to collaborate with those who doing something rather than say, oh, I like what he doing. I'm going to do it, too. Now you become his competition. Like, damn, you making it more stressful for me.
But that's the program.
That's the programming.
Is that we don't work together, that we, every time we see somebody doing something, we hate them for it instead of embracing them. But if we all fighting the same fight, I'm never going to get mad at you for trying to fight for love if I'm fighting for love.
Mm-hmm.
If we fighting for the same thing, we need to fight together.
Right.
And if we have different methods of fighting, yeah, I'm going to take the best of what you do, and I'm going to apply it to what I do. You know, whatever you do that I'm weak at, hopefully you're strong at, and vice versa. But we're programmed not to look at the people that are hurting us, but to look at each other so that they can walk around safe, which is why they're in our neighborhoods safe, not scared, where I won't go back someplace where I've heard it's too wild, even if it's a good deal.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm cool with it. I'm just saying that our expectation and our dreams are not to run us, it's to run them. That's what I'm saying. It's not for us to survive. It's for us to be in control of survival and that we have the power to do that. It's not to fit in. It's to actually carve out. And when we stick together, that's what it looks like. They're exploiting the fact that we don't know our self-power and what it looks like when we stick together and programmed us to hate each other when we love each other and we'll win. Because it's dangerous for them, not us. But it's an obvious program, and I'm not mad at them. It's been very, like,
successful.
Kudos. I'm never mad at my enemy for implementing something that's affecting us. I'm always mad at us for letting that bullshit go through.
Especially so long.
For over and over again.
And they're trying to, it's the same trick over and over.
But again, the good part about today is we need to also get used to the fact that we're not being abused, that we're in the moment of solution, that we are what no one else does. We're doing it. Y'all doing it, and make a hand for, give yourself a hand for doing it.
Hey, do we have
we're used to not doing it.
Ashley, that mic.
But we are doing it, and we have to celebrate when we are. We got to chip away at the mountain, and we'll get there. But we have started, and what we're doing right now is a perfect example of it. So I don't feel the anxiety of, like, I know the fucking answer, but nobody's doing it. It's no longer I got to yell and scream and people say I'm crazy. I can speak cool and actually have action. It really looks good when we stick together. Look at us right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we just take that thing and make it infectious like COVID. Keep that energy everywhere we go. And every year just grow. Just get better. I'm not mad at what's been done. I'm mad at what we're not doing in the future. If we know we could, we can't. And this is the purpose of forums like this, again, is not to look for soldiers, for generals. Not to look for workers, but for partners. And that's the whole purpose of this whole game. Mm. 19 Keys.
Yes, sir. Let's take a moment for a second. I want everybody to just pause. Dame Dash used to that word.
I invented it. Not pause, but we did invent the game.
So if we take a moment of stillness, right? Because part of this environment is not always what we say. It's about what we feel, right? When we in environments like this, and we're here for knowledge, education, consciousness, to uplift ourselves, this is not something that we get on a daily basis, right? We may get this yearly. We may get this a few times out of the year, but we are in an environment, a physical environment, where people are here together to try to reach a higher level of self, right? And it feels good to be here. And in this moment, we have to think about what we're here for, though. Right, I believe we go to every place to pick up something and take with us. You can't let the moment pass without thinking about what you're supposed to take with you along your journey and on your way so that you can have growth. This moment ain't for me, it ain't for Dame, it's for you. But at the same time, it's not just you as an individual, it's you as a piece of the collective. What can you pick up when you leave? Because I was once, you know, I remember going to one of the Dame events and I'm just sitting on the side watching. Didn't even introduce myself. I'm a seed, brother. Come on. Because I was picking up the seed there. I was soaking up the environment, right? I was cultivating my ideas, my dreams, and grabbing my energy because sometimes we walk up to people and we hope they notice we special before we bring that out of ourselves. And so you have to learn how to validate yourself through your own work. And then when you show up, people recognize you, right? And so that's your real power. So I never stood in front of nobody, hey, you see how special I am? I'm the chosen one. Nah, you don't know who I am now, but you will later, because I'm going to actually do chosen one work. That's different than having chosen one dreams. And everybody in here want to be chose. Y'all know you're from the Bay, you know, it's, hey, you know, a lot of my lingo be coming out like that. I don't even be meaning to, you know. I've been around Mr. Fab too many times. Yo, I'm Big Keys, man. We doing blockchain things over here at the Block World Order. We learned about cryptocurrency, how to trade it, how to buy it, how to sell it, what are the strategies that we need to jump in and out,
We're getting signals for trading. We're learning about NFTs, how to build them, how to utilize them in your business. We learned about STBs, soulbound tokens. We learned about DAOs, the future of businesses, organizations, institutions. We learned about blockchain technology. All of these great concepts that you're hearing about in the world, the metaverse, this gaming, we actually gonna learn how to build it. We're gonna learn everything about it from the basics to the masterful side of it. Right? Once you join Block World Order, you will now be a part of a community that will be working to build out the future. Not only are we going to be learning how to build it out, but how to take advantage and gain wealth within it. During these uncertain times, you cannot be without the skill sets of the future. Make sure you tap into the Block World Order, because not only are we learning technology, but we're learning you. That's right, I said you. We're learning how you can take your mind and you can increase your intelligence by learning these new learning skills, learning how to hack the human mind, learning how to become a better version of yourself by understanding your multidimensional capacity, how to go from being nothing to empty your mind to where you can tap into new skill sets and start learning 30 to 40% better, to where you can have increased confidence, increased focus. We don't just want you to learn blockchain technology. We want you to learn yourself. Make sure you tap into the Block World Order. There's a new world and a new you way.
I'm 19 Keys and this is
High Level Conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.